that when I was done with youth service, even though I prayed and fasted for so many days, I prayed more and fasted more than I did not. Last time I checked, we still have 365 days in a year. If I didn't fast at all, I fasted 260 days. And the reason why I was fasting for was to know the next level, the next thing to do. And throughout that year, even though I was current with God, I was up to date with God, God didn't speak about next level. And the natural thing to do is to, because He has not spoken, is to remain there. Don't move. You only move when He speaks. So I continued that fast again the next year. It was in the January 13th, the next year, that God spoke. When He spoke, He now added more details in April. Then He now sent a prophet to confirm it in August. It's not enough for you to hear. What if it's fake? What if it's an evil spirit that brought that inside? There are several evil spirits that attend court sessions. They can be invited for one reason or the other for court sessions. And it may be that a lying spirit was given the license to come and deceive you if you are deceivable. God must have bragged about you that this type, you can't deceive him. Yeah, oh, you can't deceive him. I have a candidate. Can you allow this spirit? Ask! With all joy. Take the license. You have 9 months. And then they will bring vision to you. Bring. Oh, you have not seen that type. Okay, let me. Since you don't know it. When it start happening, let's talk about it then. When evil spirits begin to bring prophecies to you, some of them will come to you and say they will make you great. If you accept, you are going down. Oh, that's when you need to decipher between truth and true. You know, that lady came for a prayer meeting. The damn said that was possessed with the spirit of divination. She was not afraid of prayer. Normally we say when they can't be here, they can't. You don't understand. You don't understand. Say no, this can't, no evil spirit. The way we were praying. The Bible says, when we went for prayer. A damsel. Possessed with the spirit of divination. She came for prayer. What was the utterance she gave? These are the servants of the Most High God that show the way of salvation. If you did introduction to prophecy in Bible school, there is no way you can refute this statement doctrinally. There are several things you cannot check by doctrine. You only check by truth. And the Bible says that the Spirit is truth. Truth is a personality, not a statement. Truth is actually the ministry of the Holy Spirit when He bears witness about a matter. That's truth. For it is the Spirit that beareth witness, because the Spirit is truth. So truth is the ministry of the Holy Spirit when He bears witness about a thing that your senses cannot confirm. Yes, what she said is accurate doctrinally, but the way I feel when she's talking, inside, the witness is contrary. That's when you need to screw your brain and put it aside and walk in the Spirit. Oh. In the days of my waiting, I saw evil spirits that came to prophesy about good things. I said, when I began to fast and pray, it was not your name I called. It's Jesus. Because the spirits were aware of the fact that if I break through, their dominion over me will be broken forever. You that when you start a fast, you want to inquire about a matter. 13 days into the fast, you remember you bought yogurt. It will be coming like inspiration, like word of knowledge. Psh, yogurt. Psh, yogurt. Furagot. Those are seasons where spirits are allowed to distract you. They always speak with the voice of self-preservation. If you know how to read it, you will know which one is God's voice. It is in that cave of waiting that my spirit became intelligent to know what was God's voice and what was not God's voice. It's in that 1 year, 8 months. The fine-tuned knob of my spirit began to turn. I could move from short wave to medium wave. And I knew when God was speaking. That was the day that I became a man of God. Meanwhile, I went to Bible school more than 16 years before that time. Yes. I was prolific in the use of scriptures. 16 years before that time. I knew the basic Christian doctrine. So I could play with the Bible. But I became a man of God after I survived that season. And then my hearing was healed. Please help me tell your neighbor, get ready to go deeper. Because the devil will come with all kinds of disguises to ensure Jesus. Help me. I see a window. He will come with all kinds of disguises. All kinds of attempts. Many of you cannot even, you don't even know the voice of God. It's not as if you don't hear things, but you are not sure of what you are hearing. I left that realm. Yes, I left that realm when God showed me the difference between my spirit and my soul. You know the Bible says that the word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the dividing of soul, of bone and marrow, of soul and spirit. I saw how the word of God did that to me. Yes, you will have to, because all deception will come through your soul. But the express word of God will launch upon your spirit man. And if you begin to go deeper with God, He will even give you signs in your spirit to know that I'm the one speaking. Sometimes when Jesus is inviting you for communion, I want to talk to you. Even if you are driving, you will know the signs. These are signs that you cannot teach anybody. You know the signs. He wants to speak. So when you get back and you enter into your closet, you just shut down. Sometimes I travel to the north. When that thing comes, it means he's calling. And then one day I'm fasting, I'm praying, I don't hear him. Second day, fasting, I'm praying. Yes, is the knob trying to locate the frequency of transmission? The third day, then I entered into the space. Oh my. I learned in my days of silence how to entertain Jesus. They say if Jesus wants to tell me a very long story and it will take 3 days. Some of you, he has a story that will take 7 days. And then he came and you could only keep him for 25 minutes. I know there are many of you can be ministering and then the anointing will finish on your head. We left there. I have learned even how to slap witches. Yes. I know you're not. There is a current learning. And when I do that thing, if I'm here, the witch will be manifested. If I stay here for 24 hours, the witch will be on ground. For 24 hours. Yes. I found out how to arrest them. When you hear people saying, I arrest you, it is not a cliche. The people that know what it means, know what it means. I stayed until I understood, until I began to discern. It was in Makodi, Modern Market, First Bank branch, here. I was going to the bank. And then there were, you know, they normally line up at the ATM. It was early in the morning. And normally I'm very sensitive in the morning. The afternoon I don't like preaching. So I see the frequency drops. Then evening by 5, because my altar is 5 o'clock, it's a 5 o'clock altar. The thing comes off me. So I was going to the bank. And I passed by a lady. And I did not turn to look at her face. But I felt she was possessed. That is, I felt. See, it's not that I heard it, I felt it. So I didn't look there. I entered into the bank. And we did not spend long time. I came out of the bank. When I came out, I knew she had run away. So she too, she knew me without talking. If you don't stay long enough, you will not know. It's not because it's not existing. You don't have the receptacle to pick it up. To this year, we will survive by the receptacle. Turn your Bible quickly to the book of 1 Samuel. Has it shown you anything? And maybe what you are seeing, the natural, is contrary. I've also left the realm where I believe natural things. I've seen too many people that have boasted. I've seen them fall. They boasted, they fell. So when a human being comes and is boasting now, doesn't make so much sense. The spirit is involved with me. The spirit. Now, I was talking about receptacle. That's why I said open to 1 Samuel chapter 28, verse 6. Okay, let's start from verse 3. Because the first prayer we need to pray, as we are preaching, we'll be praying, is that God needs to heal our receptacle. When we entered this year, I knew that the way we survived last year, the things we did to survive, it will not work. I knew that we had to go deeper. So I made up my mind. And before I came home, I saw that my wife too, she picked, they ordered the prayer, this thing in the house. I was blessed. All right. Now, Samuel was dead. Samuel was Saul's receptacle. If Saul sins, Samuel will still hear. If he breaks the covenant, Samuel will hear for him. And then Samuel now died. Receptacle died. And all Israel lamented him and buried him in Ramah, even in his own city. And Samuel put away those that had familiar spirits and the wizards out of the land. And Saul, sorry. Because of his partnership with Samuel, he had put out stargazers, necromancers, diviners, Chaldeans, all of those things were out of the land. And only the voice of God thundered among the people. And the Philistines gathered themselves together and came and pitched in Shunem, and Saul gathered all Israel together and they pitched in Gilboa. And when Saul saw the host of the Philistines, he was afraid and his heart greatly trembled. And when Saul inquired of the Lord answered him not, neither by dreams, nor by Urim, nor by prophets. All the receptacles failed. There were at least three receptacles. By dreams, by Urim, and by the prophets. That means if a prophet comes to town and begins to prophesy, I can prophesy to everybody. When it comes to Saul, you'll be blank. Saul has been cut off from any possibility of divine illumination to direct his steps. That's a state of lack of alignment. You are not aligned. That's why your receptacle will not work. 1st prayer we need to pray before we continue is that God should heal our receptacle. Listen, there was a guy, he used to go to the mountain to pray on Naraguta Hills in Jos. While he was praying, one of those days, the Lord now spoke to him. He was standing and praying in tongues. The Lord now spoke to him, kneel down. And when God spoke to him, kneel down, he began to kneel down. You know what happened? A hunter shot a gun. Boom! Now, as the gun was coming, Baba said what? Kneel down. So he was kneeling down. That's when he discovered that the reason why God asked him to kneel down was because if he was standing, he would have been killed. Now, when God is training you, when he will be using simulations. Just like if you want to train a soldier for them to understand how to track, then a tracker comes. They put them in the bush, give them a map for them to track and find the base. Right? So that's how they start. Setting the coordinates, tracking the base. You track in the daytime, you track in the night. But an experienced tracker doesn't need a map. If you have made that route before, do you need map? You use simulations to train a soldier. And God uses simulations to train you. But the case with God is that the day you are doing the real war, He will still be talking to you the way He spoke to you during simulation. Okay. You can be driving, then you just feel a prompting, go left. It's not as if you don't go left, anything will happen. But it's simulation. He's trying to bring you to a point where His voice has authority in your life. So that the day when the hunter is shooting, He will say, kneel down. He will not increase the volume. It's the same way He has been speaking. So if you did not perfect the lesson during simulation time, buy a coffin quickly, because the hunter will shoot. Prepare for that day, because you are not ready to undertake the realities of that moment. Kneel down, and the guy was going. As he was going, that going down was his salvation. He is living today by the ear of God. Receptacles that have gone extinct become obsolete. They are problematic. How many of you are in that condition? Even the dreams have ceased. You are like a box in the daytime and the night. There is no illumination. No light. No. Oh, you are ashamed. That if we live, there's a guy, even me too, I did. Let me get. The day the hunter will shoot, you will be alone. There will be nobody for you to claim that you have one stature. It will be a matter of life and death. Anywhere in the hall, inside or outside, before we make progress, we are rushing for time. But we want to ask God, heal my receptor. Even the Urim and Thummim could no longer communicate, bring messages to Saul. And he was the one that sacked the wizards. It was after this experience that he went to consult the witch of Endor. The witches that God empowered him to sack became a last resort when the receptacles were no longer functioning. Ask him to wash your eyes with eyesight, so that you can see. Kabolahika Lantos Kabayato Bre Samnate Kabre. Our generation is looking for people that can hear God. Men that have a standing in the presence of God. This crisis that is overwhelming our territories is an invitation for men that can hear God. Men that can hear God. Lua parande somi lahabrasketa. Hear my receptacle. Make me wise by the Holy Ghost. My kosala brante sosobenate akabarate. Merosquete mante bresco sabarato mina cadiate. Abrasqueto haito cabarato mina zaila hica banzela. Banzela, 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 banzela. Lobre sama kutala hibrasqueto menza zaila barato. Heal my receptacle. Deliver me from blindness. Wash my eyes with eye salve so that I might see. More samantora makabaila.
Oresa mansale, curia mansale, jababoke praske tavanta baraske sosenate, latombre sabata mancha lata branta babosa mate laske bata, embraskata branta babosa mande hezabiata, ika branda haba samanda, mureska ika sabarata binaske tobriata babolokante.
We need your guidance. We need it more than ever.